No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, a co-pilot, that's me. Aloha, Captain Dennis, and RV Tom joining the crew today as well as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so it has been actually been a few weeks since we've had RV Tom on, and he has been doing RVing, but I don't know if he's been doing his airplane RV. Because you've been down in what, Key West, doing the motorhome thing? Is that it, Tom, or what?
Yeah, we were down in Key West for a couple weeks doing our motor RV thing down there and doing some diving and fishing and shooting with my deputy sheriff sniper friend down there. And while we're down there, the wife kept saying that, you know, I wish we had a bathroom and a half because we had friends coming and she wanted a bigger kitchen. So on the way back, we hit Palm Bay on 95 there, Recreational World, and we happened to find an RV that we liked and did some negotiations and traded my existing RV for a newer RV at 2023.
Okay. Well, just for the record, just the RV, not the RV9 aircraft.
Yeah, RV as in motorhome. This
okay,
is a Renegade
good.
Motorhome, you know, a 38-foot Renegade motorhome.
Okay, because, I that was worrying me because, you know, we haven't got up there, you know, for a free ride yet. I know that's on the list. I want to go around.
One of us has. Well, RV one Tom. Of us has.
Well, you have.
I flew
right.
with him for free and did his checkup.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still on my list, so we got to make that happen. But you got a new RV, a little bigger, more bathroom space, it sounds like. And so
bigger
you had to break it in. And that's what you were doing, I guess, the last
few
weeks.
In. Plus, you know, you two got the two Utes, you and Dennis here, we're going to get you over to Sun and Fun here in about 3 weeks now.
Oh, that's
so
right. Yeah.
You'll have, it'll be Man for Margarita time. So we'll have to break into the new RV over there, the RV
like
motor.
I like
Did they
it.
Put in extra electric outlets for the higher powered blender?
I got three blenders ready to go.
All right. All right. He's all set. 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun just a few weeks away. And we're getting all set for that. And I bet you are too. FlySNF.org. You can make your plans accordingly and join the Just Plain Radio crew. But let's dovetail into some other aviation news and information for now. And, you know, there's been some pretty interesting, I don't know, I guess, first let's talk about Delta and Richard Branson, and then we're going to talk about some unique flights that we've uncovered for people at, I guess, the end of their aviation career. But first, like I said, Richard Branson did something that made a lot of news this past week or so, where he was on a Delta flight with a bunch of folks, and he gave everybody on the flight a free cruise on his Virgin Voyage cruise ship. And I was like, you SOB. I have flown Delta. I have been on your Virgin cruise. You didn't give me a free cruise. Come on, bro. What's up? What do you think about that, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed myself. I mean, here I am, you know, platinum medallion and really busting my butt to try to be loyal to Delta. And I don't get a free cruise either. And I haven't even been on one yet.
Right. He is a, he's literally a virgin to cruising. So what better gift than to give Cap Dennis a free Virgin Voyage cruise? I've been on it like three or four times. But I guess,
I'm aware, and we've seen you on TV.
That's right. I actually made Virgin Voyage's TV, reality TV show. I'm in it. And it was airing on Amazon Prime last year. The Sailing Life, or I forget what it's called. But
the
Cruise,
wasn't
it?
The
Cruise, yeah, that's right. That's what it was called, The Cruise. It's probably still on Amazon. But smack dab, and let's see, there's 8 episodes. I'm in 3 of them. Enjoying
it's the
my
same
breakfast.
Scene.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still 3 times. And I got paid, you know, appropriately for each, you know, guest stint. Squat. But they said, help yourself to the buffet. Actually, they don't really have technically a buffet on Virgin Voyages, but it's cool. And, you know, anyway, I was bummed on one sense that I was not on that flight because I could have used that free cruise. And there, I guess it was from the States to San Juan, I believe, if I remember correctly. And the reason he was on it is because Virgin was launching a new itinerary, I believe, out of San Juan. And he surprised a bunch of people on a flight, on a Delta flight, and said, everybody, you know, just like Oprah, new car for everyone. It was like free cruise.
You get a cruise, and yes.
So, you know, he got plenty of publicity for it. I mean, it was quite a stunt. And he's known for that kind of thing. But I was just like, okay, good idea, but it kind of sucks that I wasn't on it. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, we haven't exactly planned a trip to San Juan, you know, but
yeah,
in the future, we'll have to make sure that we start planning our flights around wherever they're launching their new itineraries, because apparently this was their newest ship, the Resilient Lady.
Yes, yeah, which is all their boats are exactly the same, pretty much. But yeah, they got like three now, and three or maybe even four, I don't know. But yeah, they're expanding their footprint in the cruising world. And you know, a few years ago I actually ran into Richard Branson in the Sky Club at JFK, I believe. It was JFK. They had just announced that kind of merger between or I don't know, cooperative between Virgin Atlantic Airways and Delta, so they share, you know, like routes and things like that. And I happened to be coming back to the States, and I was on a layover at JFK, and I was in the Sky Club. And I see this, you know, wall of like Virgin Atlantic backdrop, and like there's some press getting ready to set up cameras and things. So I'm looking around like, what the hell's going on in here? And I look over and I see Richard Branson just standing there by himself, just kind of waiting around, twiddling his thumbs, and nobody seemed to recognize him. I was like, that's Richard Branson. So I just wander right up to him. I'm like, hey, Richard, how you doing? Oh, hi. I was like, oh, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're just doing a little press thing. We're going to announce this thing. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, that's really cool, man. Well, enjoy yourself. And I just said hi and let him be. And then all of a sudden, the masses descended on him.
So, he's like, thanks, kid.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty funny. I was like the first one to recognize who he was. And then all of a sudden, you know, that opened up the floodgates.
Maybe that's why you didn't get the cruise ticket.
Maybe. I don't know. He didn't seem to be bothered.
He remembered you. You're on a list somewhere.
And I think he actually appreciated this. I think he appreciated the fact that I recognized him. He didn't seem turned off by the idea. But anyway, he was nice enough. But just not nice enough to give me a free cruise. But I guess he didn't have the cruise line at that point. He could have given me a free flight on Virgin Atlantic. Come on, Richard. I don't know. One can dream. But who knows? If you ever end up getting on a flight and you hear that Sir Richard Branson's on your plane now, I mean, he has put the bar at a level that's going to put a lot of pressure on him in the future if you happen to be on one of his flights. Hey, Richard, oh, you know, he's sitting in there first class. You're walking back to the cheap seats on your Virgin flight or Delta flight. And you're like, hey, we're going to get a free flight. Hey, Richard, yeah, you're awesome. You know, I mean, he's kind of set himself up, don't you think, there, RV Tom? Would you expect that out of him if you saw him?
Oh, yeah. You got to keep raising the bar every episode.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure now he didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that I recognized him at the Sky Club, but I bet he is going to be bothered by me bringing up this little element on Just Plain Radio today.
That is if he has time to listen to us.
Well, of course he does. You know, he's a scuba diver, and we're true scuba divers, and he likes planes, and he likes cruise ships. So we do those. So we get a lot of common.
All of his lifestyle choices. He should start advertising with us.
The only thing missing, the only thing different between us and Richard Branson is all those billions of dollars.
Well, I was just saying the scale of things. You and I have a 14-foot fishing boat, you know, and he has entire cruise ships.
Yeah, I don't even have that. Actually,
I have a Mooney. He's got a 747 fleet.
I don't have a plane either. Well, anyway, I am flying Virgin Atlantic in a few weeks. So, Richard, if you're listening, feel free to bump me up to upper class, because I'm one level below at this point. All right, enough sucking up or brown nosing, depending on what term you choose
depth
to use.
Perception.
Yeah, we got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
There's never been a Spirit airline crash. And I have a theory. I think it's because all their pilots are on probation. They have to complete 500 hours of safe flight before they go back to Delta and drink again.
Mr. Airline Agent, won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man. But I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I could use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go. You gotta get me to the show. Quit giving me the stare. Just get me in the air.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest aviation news and information and talk about going out in style. Now, RV Tom is a former commercial pilot. He was the big cheese there for one of the big boys. I mean, I don't know. We can say which airline at this point. It doesn't matter anymore. Correct?
You can say United Airlines.
All right. Fair enough. So United, he was the big guy. And he just retired, you know, last year or two. And, you know, there were some stories that came out this week on pilots at that point in their career where they're, you know, doing their last flight of their career. And I don't know, went out in style. Would you agree with me on this, Dennis?
I would think that chartering an Airbus A330-900 from Dallas-Fort Worth to Hawaii for your friends and family as a retirement party, yeah, that's going out in style.
Exactly. And did you do anything like that yourself, Tom, when you did your last flight?
Well, I went out in style, at least in my own mind. I flew a 777 from Newark, New Jersey to Dublin, Ireland, and back. And it wasn't quite my own airplane, but it was a 777, pretty much new airplane. But I got to have my wife and my son with me and my future daughter-in-law. So I had a good time. And yeah. I didn't have to pay $10,000 an hour to do it. They actually paid me.
Well, exactly. Now you're talking. That's pretty good. Little bonus, little kick in the end, right? But this guy took a whole flight over to Hawaii. That's a good way to celebrate in style. Another guy, what it was, Lestenza.
Lufthansa.
Yeah, that's what I said. Right. Lufthansa.
Bless you.
And so he was the captain of his last flight, and he did a little wing tip or wing wave with a big old airplane. Is that what he did?
Yeah.
That the can't big be Airbus legal.
A380. Well, it is legal.
Oh.
But apparently they did at least advise the passengers that this would be happening on takeoff, because I think I'd have been a little nervous as soon as we, get the gear up and all of a sudden the airplane's rocking aggressively from one side to the other. That would kind of be a little unnerving. I mean, usually you see a water cannon salute from the firefighters on the field for a departing captain on their last flight or something. And that, the passengers are probably okay with a little water streaming over the plane, but suddenly banking to both sides, that would get somebody's attention.
Well, who was he waving to exactly? Just the tower? Tower friends at that particular airport?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. As
he left Los Angeles, see ya.
Yeah. So, Tom, you got to bring your family on your last flight. Did you do any wing waving, or did they sing to you over the intercom, on the flight from the crew or anything? Did the passengers know it was your last flight? Kind of thing.
Well, I have my wife with me, my son, and my wife is a flight attendant with United. So, pretty much from my original airline, New York Air, we had a lot of my flight attendants, about 12 of them from my former airline. They all came along. So it was kind of like family, and I knew them all for about 35 years. So, my wife had these little pictures made of me, and you hold it up like a popsicle stick, and everybody held it up. And I'm looking, so I'm making my PA and addressing the crew and my pre-departure brief, and I'm looking at everybody looking at me, and I'm looking at myself with all these pictures looking at me.
Yeah.
But it was kind of tearful and pretty cool.
Right.
I had a good time. Then my wife,
were you tempted to do like a flyover of the tower, or, buzz the airport? Or, you can't really do that legally.
Now, right? Coming back into New York airspace, but it was coordinated through the FODM, our flight ops manager, who's a friend of mine, Johnny. He coordinated on the way back every handoff I got coming across the Atlantic Ocean. I got, farewell, Captain Mamshire. Everyone coming across, and I got direct all the way in.
Yeah.
And even coming into New York's airspace, and they said, well, congratulations, Captain Tom. And went back and forth and said, what runway would you like to land at? Your choice. And I'm thinking, and they're landing 22 right or 22 left. And I said, you mean I could go land on 1129 or 4? Captain, anything you want. I said, well, I'm not going to disrupt the whole flow, so I'll just do straight in. But and actually, they kept giving me direct everywhere, which I didn't want to shorten the flight, because this was my last flight on a 777. I didn't want them to shorten the flight for me.
Now, wait a minute.
Can I request a hold?
I'm starting to think this should be milked a little bit, kind of like, a rock band milking their, final farewell tour. Like, he's like, I'm retiring. This is my last flight. And then, you come back a month later and play that card again. And,
let me go off topic just a little bit. My first flight on a 777, I went over to Honolulu. And there was a over here, it's called a hurricane. Over there, it's called a typhoon. Well, my first flight over to Hong Kong on a 777, I was a new captain on there. Well, a typhoon's approaching Hong Kong area. So they called me up the next day after I got in on my flight. And says, Captain, we need you to move the airplane to somewhere else. And he said, where would you like to take the airplane? And I'm looking around like, you're asking me where I want to take a 777? And I said, well, I'm thinking, well, my wife's on a layover in Honolulu. I'll take the airplane to Honolulu. So they put me on hold. I'm thinking, holy geez, I want to go to date night with my wife. I'm getting my own 777. I want to get a co-pilot. I'm going to fly to Honolulu, pick my wife up, or go out to dinner, and then I'll fly the airplane back after the typhoon passes. So they put me on hold for like 5 minutes, and you hear the United commercial. Da, 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 the United
right
song. And then they come back and says, oh, Captain, you can't take the airplane to Honolulu. You know how far away that is? I said, well, you asked me where I wanted to take it. And then by then, the iPads were just starting to come into being. So I'm looking on my iPad. And again, I'm kind of geographically handicapped because I've never flown to Asia before. And then I see that the typhoon had already passed Guam, which is one of our maintenance bases. And we have a hub there. So I flew the airplane over to Guam. which was my co-pilot. They catered airplane. So my co-pilot, myself, we flew to Guam. We sat there for 28 hours, actually, then flew the airplane back to Hong Kong. But it was kind of cool. Like when she said, "But where do you want to take the airplane at?" And I said, "This is very cool.
The world is my oyster. I just got to figure out a way to
toss me these keys and the credit card. Exactly. I'll be right back."
Yeah. I mean, you got to work those angles. When those opportunities arise, you got to be ready to grab it and make the best of it. Sounds like you did a pretty good job. And sounds like these guys, are going out in style, and that's the way to do it. Yeah, you do it in a way that is memorable, not just for you, but everybody along for the ride. So, I don't know. I wish there was a way to find out if you could book your flight and know that it's your pilot's last retirement flight and get those extra perks. One can dream.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I need your weights, by the way.
What do you mean?
For the plane. It's a safety issue.
I'm giving you the weight.
This is a regulation. This is
ask Jeff if he'll give you his weight.
You're not going to give me your weight?
She doesn't even know how much I weigh.
No.
You know who else doesn't know how much I weigh? My doctor. My weight, my business, no one knows.
It's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be dead in the Sea of Cortez than have you know what I weigh.
We got two hearts on fire.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, law Captain Dennis, and RV Tom rounding out the crew. All right. So the Reno races, they changed the locations. It used to be in Reno, Dennis was there. He saw it the last one, and they were trying to decide where they're going to go for the next Reno Air races. And now they probably won't even call it that. It'll just be the Red Bull something, you think, do we know?
It's officially the National Air Racing Association, but it's always been called the Reno Air Races because it's been there since like 1946 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they had issued a request for proposal looking for alternate venues now that they're being forced out of Reno, and they've actually cut it down to three. There's three contenders now for the new home of the National Air Races.
And they are
Casper, Wyoming, Pueblo, Colorado, and Roswell, New Mexico.
Whoa! That one will have a nice little extra oomph to it. I kind of like the idea of that.
I kind of think the aliens might win the races every year, though.
Well,
that'd be kind of disappointing. But
if you can tap into that alien technology. You
get to see
technology.
A lot of new stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Right. It'd give you another reason. I mean, Casper, Wyoming is a really nice area for sure.
Yeah, we know people up there, so that gives us an excuse to go visit some of our friends in the diving industry.
Yeah, but I love the idea about the Roswell thing.
That'd be a great venue.
There's some marketing juice. They could milk that one pretty good.
Yeah, and you got Area 51 right there,
Right.
This is the ideal location.
All the pylons could be, like aliens or spaceships that they got to fly around And there's that definitely lends itself to a lot of fun. So it'll be in.
But
when,
it's
when
not
are they
a spaceship. It's just a weather balloon, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when do they have to make their decision? Do we have a deadline on this yet?
They're narrowing it down. The goal is to have the new venue and host the races for 2025. They are not going to have a national air race this year because of the whole process of moving. Mm-hmm. But what they are doing this year in Reno is they're going to have an actual air show. So there will be something this year for the people in Reno, but it just won't be the air races.
Hmm. All right. Well, they got to negotiate with the aliens to make sure, you know, Roswell can be on the list. But I'm just going to go ahead and pick it right now. I think that would be their best out of those three. Just from a pure
I would have to agree with you.
aspect and marketing advantage, I think they're going to have a leg up on the other two places just from that standpoint. But we'll monitor it and plan accordingly, for sure. Now, John Travolta is back in the news when it comes to aviation. You know, he's a big pilot. He has his own jet. He lives in an air park like Dennis, slightly a little bit more upscale. It's in the Ocala area, right? Isn't that where it is?
Right.
So he made the news, not necessarily for flying, but for his air park. Because why exactly, Dennis?
Well, he was defending his air park because apparently the air park was purchased by a new developer. And this developer had put through a zoning request wanting to increase it from roughly 40 properties to trying to put more than 600 properties in the area. Mm. And his concern, obviously, is that, you know, I live in a flying community and 40 air houses, it's much easier to get people to understand and be compatible than to try to get 600 people to, you know, be close to the airport like that. But you have to remember that Ocala is not known for flying communities as much as it's known for its equestrian.
Right. Horse farms.
Routes. Horse farms.
That is so
and
true.
So, you know, what he kind of leveraged both is the fact that the argument was we can't have 600 homes here in horse country. This is going to impact everybody's ability to do the things that we do with the equestrian stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, he was fighting the rezoning and wrote letters in, defending the air park and trying to shoot it down. And believe it or not, they were successful.
Wow. So he kind of organized the HOA and got them together. You know, the group was led by, you know, which character did he do? The guy from Saturday Night Fever, Welcome Back Kotter, or, Grease, the guy from Grease. Which one?
No, I'm hoping Punisher, his role from that would probably been good.
Is that,
or Face
that
Off, maybe?
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, a little bit more intimidating. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going old school. He played the card. He organized the troops. And I think that's probably a good thing. I mean, that's a beautiful part of the country. I mean, if you've just driven through or if you're lucky enough to fly into Ocala, I actually
have
a
nice
couple
little
friends.
Restaurant. Right on the field.
Well, yeah, but it is a perfect little out type of, out of the way place in Florida to fly into, like you said, for, you know, do the $100 hamburger thing. But it's just really, really beautiful country driving through or, you know, better yet, flying into because it's just, you know, all these, you know, farms and greenery and stuff. It's quite, it's a neat
place. It hasn't gotten overdeveloped yet, which was
right.
His whole argument.
Yeah.
You know, 40 homes are a lot easier to manage to keep that lifestyle than 600 in a planned unit development, right?
Well, I will tell you, the city of Ocala, you know, the city center has expanded like crazy. And it is one of the fastest growing areas in Florida. So, but where he is with the air park sounds like it's a little bit more isolated or, you know, its own little area. And to expand off of that little, you know, plot of land with that new developer sounds like that's where they butted heads. And, you know, so you got to find room for some of that stuff, too. I get it. But it doesn't have to be next to, the, you know, John Travolta. I mean, he has a plane. Can you imagine moving into that area? Like, oh, yeah, my neighbor has a plane. Oh, fun little one piston. No, it's a jet airliner.
It's a Boeing 707.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a little bit of, I don't know, that could be potentially a slight annoyance if you were moving into an area and not expecting that kind of, I don't know, noise issue. I mean, it's one thing
but
if your neighbor has
like
a Harley. But
Well, the Harley's going to start up every morning at 7 a.m. and rev up at least 10 times before they leave the driveway.
Right.
The 707, how many times a week is he going to fly that?
Well, maybe
one flight
still,
a day. You know, it's probably a lot less annoying than the guy with the Harley.
Well, that may be the case. But
don't get me wrong. I don't want to hear anybody yelling. I get the whole argument of loud pipes save lives, but, you know, come on.
Well, it would be loud, though. I mean, I don't think I would want to move in as much fun as it would be nice to have John Travolta as a neighbor. I think the jet and the driveway might be a deal breaker for me. I mean, you know, even if he's only flying, you know, once or twice a month, when I fire that thing up, can you imagine? It's bad enough when planes fly over your house. If you're in the line of fire, it's one thing if you're getting a lot of traffic. But, man, can you imagine if it was your neighbor?
I really don't think it'd be a problem because my first house that my wife and I purchased was actually next to the Minneapolis airport.
Yeah.
I would joke that you could hear the ice cubes clinking in the Northwest pilot's glasses as they were landing. That's literally how close we were. And that's why we wound up moving out of that neighborhood, because when they put the new runway in at Minneapolis, we were too close to the runway.
Well, okay.
They actually acquired our house.
Well, that sounds like you're agreeing with me, not disagreeing.
Well, no, that was not my decision to move. The city said, you must go.
Oh,
I kind of liked it. You know, you could literally smell the jet fuel in the morning on the big pushes. And
all right.
You could see the runway approach lights.
To each his own. I mean, if you know going in, I guess that's part of the deal. But, yeah. I don't know. I think they made the right decision by, you know, maybe looking at another location.
They called it Jumbo Lair for a reason. Jumbo Jets and, well, Jumbo the Elephant lived there at one point, too.
Okay. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew. All right, so Masters of the Air, that new Apple TV show that's, I don't know, they're about 7-8 episodes in now. There's probably only a few left, but I'll tell you what, that show is impressive. I am blown away the more I watch it, how realistic it seems with those B-17 bombers and back in the... Yeah, you know, back in the day, it just looked so real, man. I mean, I tell you what, I do. I crank the sound on that show, and it gets so loud that you really feel the rumble of the engines, and so do my neighbors, by the way. But maybe it's just me. I don't know if you're a pilot, if you're an aviation enthusiast. I can't imagine you not liking that show. You're right there with me, right, Dennis?
Oh yeah, no, the sound of radial engines is just pure symphony.
Yeah. And it is, it's just cool. It's very, I don't know how historically accurate it is with the story itself, but I mean, I haven't dug into it, but it looks like it's pretty first person type from diaries and things like that, but I don't know.
It follows very closely. I mean, at least from the missions and things that they're covering, right. That part tracks very, very closely, because I've also watched on Disney Plus, there's a National Geographic documentary that covered all, you know, the whole 8th Air Force in their bombing campaigns, and all of that was paralleling the storylines exactly, you know, right down to the fog delays and things like that, and going at Bremer and trying to get the ball bearing factories. Yeah, it really hits close to home, and even more so for me living in an air park here in Florida, because my air park was a B-17 training base in World War II. the gunners learn to shoot down those airplanes. So when I see the guy, the waist gunners and the nose gunners, they learned to do that here at Buckingham in my backyard.
Well, there you go.
And that's really kind of cool having that connection.
You're like watching it going, I was there. I'm right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys could have been, you know, they could have been their dorm or whatever it is, or barracks could have been in my backyard.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
And my brother recently moved to Savannah, Georgia, which I didn't realize was actually where the 8th Air Force got its start. But there's a history or a museum specifically for the history of the 8th Air Force over in Savannah. And I highly recommend you go over there because they've got a wealth of exhibits and you can really see, you know, how big the 8th Air Force was. And those were the people that went and did all the bombing campaigns over Europe. And they have a restored B-17 that you can walk right up to inside that museum and everything.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you're an aviation enthusiast at all, I think this is like amazing. You're going to love it. But even if you're not, I mean, it's
the story's great.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's done very, very well on many levels. I mean, there's not much to not like. It's one of the few bright spots when it comes to, you know, TV right now, if you ask me. There's not a whole lot out there, you know. So it's
anything not reality is a plus for me. And
well, this,
you
maybe
know, then throw in airplanes on top of it. It's a must watch.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, whether you're a fan of The Bachelor like Dennis or not, you're still going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes you on that, Greg.
Well, maybe not. But what else do we got to navigate through before we wrap things up today?
Well, we can't forget about the $100 hamburgers and Arcadia. I was actually just up there this week. And Taco Tuesday has evolved to become more of Food Court Tuesday.
Oh, really?
I couldn't believe it. You know, the taco truck is fantastic. Don't get me wrong.
So once again, Arcadia, very popular for cheap gas on Tuesday and their tacos at the taco truck. And it literally is wildly popular for everybody in the Southeast. And, I mean, first off, was it pretty crowded when you went there this past Tuesday?
Yeah, it was. They were landing on two runways, you know, both the grass and the asphalt runway, and you could hardly get a word in edgewise on the frequency. Kind of felt like the lead up to Sun and Fun.
Right.
Maybe they're not still quite that bad, but
knocking off like 10 cents a gallon or something is what they do, too. So that brings in everybody to get filled up, and then they, you know, hit the taco truck. But now it's evolved, huh? So there's more than tacos. Way more than tacos, it sounds
like. Way more. This week, the EAA chapter was doing a fundraiser there. So they had a grill set up that was doing hamburgers and hot dogs with chips and a drink. There was a barbecue truck. There's a guy selling something called redneck burritos.
What is that? What is a redneck burrito exactly? Do we know?
Basically like a cheesesteak but rolled up in a tortilla kind of a thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just
they looked delicious, but was shorter, and it was supported the EAA chapter was my choice today.
Well, when you say redneck burritos, I'm thinking, are we talking about like roadkill?
That's literally what it says on the side of his truck, redneck burritos.
Okay. Well, you try it.
You have
first.
My attention, sir.
Yeah, you say it looked good. I'll let you try it first, but you didn't get one of those, I assume. You didn't roll the dice.
It's not that I didn't want to roll the dice. The line was non-existent at the EAA, and I wanted to support the local EAA chapter. So
understood. Right. So they
had some very, very nice, thick hamburgers that they were making fresh.
Well, it just sounds like this thing is getting bigger and bigger.
It is.
You know, so, I mean, they're not going to change it from Taco Tuesday to Food Court Tuesday or...
No, but I like the fact that there's lots of choices, because if they only had the one taco truck, the lines would have been... you know, ridiculous in an hour wait or more. So this is really nice because it gives you a lot of variety and you can split it up, or you can go back there and you're not getting the same food every week. If you want, you can try different things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people were pleasantly surprised by the options, I assume.
Yes.
Right? It went over pretty well. Yeah.
Everybody seemed to be very happy. There's even a guy was playing guitar and singing, kind of reminded me of Pup Morse, except it wasn't trop rock. It was he was doing Gordon Lightfoot stuff.
Okay.
Pretty sure I heard the Edmund Fitzgerald song there.
All right. Of course, as you should. Yeah. Our buddy, the Scuba Cowboy, is a friend of ours who plays the like boat show, you know, circuit or Jimmy Buffett circuit. So you got one of those guys. I mean, so this is all being evolved out of the FBO there at Arcadia, right? Those guys?
Yeah.
That run it?
Exactly. Yep. Shelley's doing a great job of keeping the interest up and people coming. And,
but was anybody talking about the fact that, hey, we're going to have to change this from Taco Tuesday to some other name? I mean,
no, but you know, we should probably get her back on and talk to her, get her opinion on it and talk to her about it, see if we can rebrand it for her.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it needs rebranding, but just a maybe a different description so people don't get the wrong idea. I mean, sure, you can get tacos, but maybe you just open it up a little bit more so people know that, you know, they're going to have a lot more options. I mean, it's been wildly popular already. Maybe you don't want to change anything at this sense or, you know, at this stage. But
Tacos and More Tuesday.
yeah, Tacos and More Tuesday. Right, exactly. That could be it. I mean, what do you think, RV Tom? Have you popped over to Arcadia from your neck of the woods there on the East Coast of Florida?
I listened to you guys talk today. I'm going to try to
getting hungry.
I'm getting hungry. Yeah,
you got something. A hankering for a roadkill burrito?
That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. Next Tuesday, if the weather's cooperating, I think I'll be heading over that way, and I'll meet Dennis over there.
Well, what about me?
I can swing over, pick you up. On
okay,
the way
good.
Over.
Jeez,
we can make that work.
I was like, I got to sponge
off
of somebody.
For a poster in your car. I'll send it back with Greg.
Well, hey, sure. Why not? That'd be a excuse to run over there and get some chow. Pick up the Dennis has a gift for me on how to dissect a lobster. Right? Is that what it was, Dennis?
Yeah, it's one of those posters, you know, like you get the cow that shows where all the cuts of beef come from, but this is a lobster.
Right.
So it's you get like the head, if the there's tail, one person the that claws. Would appreciate it. Yep.
It's a diver great. Thing, or, you know, a lobster hunter thing, which is, you know, something Dennis and I, do when we're not flying. But yeah, we got to get some of that stuff going, too.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. End of March.
They closed down lobster season.
Yep.
We'll have no choice. But to go over to Arcadia for Taco Tuesday or Taco Tuesday and More. I don't know. We'll come up
Tacos
with something.
And More Tuesday.
Yeah, something we got to do because, you piqued my interest with the redneck burrito thing. The roadkill thing I could do without, but we got to find out what that's all about. So on that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.